This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. As promised, we brought back by horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd of K-State Research and Extension, and we assured folks that we would talk in more depth about bagworm control, for we're very near the point of pulling the trigger on that control program, Raymond.
Absolutely, Eric. When you see them and they're small, we recommend the use of like Dipel. It's a stomach poison. They have to eat it, but it's very safe around dogs and cats and children and other vertebrates. It only kills caterpillars. Then the other one has the active spinosad. It's also a good material for bagworms. And then there's a whole assortment of pyrethroid-based insecticides and others. But it's really critical to get them when they're young and not later on when they're about an inch long. And of course, we recommend once you see them, spray once a week for about 3 to 4 weeks, because they will balloon in on other areas. They go to the top of a tree, they create a silken strand, and they just get caught in wind. And that's why some people complain they have these windbreaks, they don't see them for years, and all of a sudden they get bagworms because they balloon in for several miles. So just be on top of it, and that should alleviate, not eliminate, problems with bagworms this season.
And just about any of those compounds that you mentioned will be effective if treated in a timely manner on bagworms, right?
Absolutely. Again, the Dipel is a stomach poison. They have to eat it, so it's better to apply it when they're young. Spinosad will work a little later, but when they are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, then you're going to have to use some heavy guns to really knock them back.
Let's go to the vegetable garden, if we might, Raymond, and cover a few pests that are now showing up on our vegetable production out there. The bean leaf beetle, for starters, what's happening with it?
Bean leaf beetle is right now feeding on green beans, I've heard, and other vegetable crops. It creates these holes in the leaves. The insects look like a ladybird beetle adult. However, they're more yellowish and with black dots and a line down the back, but they feed on plants, whereas ladybird beetles feed on aphids and other harmful insects. So just be aware of this bean leaf beetle, and if treatment is required, you can use some of the common insecticides for killing the adults.
But it's defoliating bean crops. That's basically its damage, right?
We have heard mostly feeding on beans that have come up at this point, yeah.
All right. And squash bugs, well, we talk about these each and every year. They're commonplace on a number of garden vegetables, right?
Yeah, the squash bug adult overwinters. And so they're coming out, and then the females will lay eggs after mating. And, of course, if you know the squash bugs, the eggs are on the underside of the leaves. They're kind of red, golden, then turn dark red. And then they'll hatch into nymphs. And the entire life stage is under the leaves. And so people have to get under the leaf surface with some type of a soap or oil, spray it and kill the eggs or kill the young nymphs. It's really too early. When the adults show up, they're hard to kill because they have this waxy cuticle that impedes the insecticide from staying on their body. So, again, the weak link is those eggs and the nymphs. They're much more susceptible to soaps and oils and then standard insecticides than the adults are.
And squash bugs will go after an assortment of vegetables, won't they?
They primarily feed on the cucurbits, squash, melons, pumpkins, things like that, zucchini, anything in the cucurbitaceae family primarily. And they are a vector of diseases. People don't understand that. And we do have an extension fact sheet with good images, more current information.
Now, spider mites, the recent hot weather is just the ticket for these to develop on tomatoes and other crops, right?
Absolutely, Eric. When the temperatures get above 80 degrees Fahrenheit, the life cycle takes 7 days, egg to adult. And again, they're on the underside of the leaves because they don't like sunlight, but they attack tomatoes, a wide diversity of both vegetables and ornamental plants, Eric, and even bedding plants too. And once the population get established, I mean, it's really hard to deal with them. So if you're going to spray with like a soap or oil, or even we first recommend a force of water spray, blast them off, that dislodges them, but you got to get on it. And it has to be done on a routine basis.
Well, much going on as always, Raymond. We'll have you back in a few weeks and see what more has emerged in the horticultural insect realm. Thanks for now.
Always look forward to it, Eric.
Horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd of Kansas State University. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.